October is still marked not only as what we just spoke about, but it's also Mental Health Month, Mental Health Awareness Month, to be specific. And you may remember last week we were in conversation with the team from SADAC, just talking about what mental health is and really understanding the importance of actually even highlighting this. Well, joining me this afternoon is someone who's giving us a different spin on this. Tsholofelo Molapise is a registered dietitian and has a private practice called Tsholofelo, the dietetic consult. Yay! Sokoa. It's based in Pretoria, Centurion in Pretoria East. And she joins us this afternoon to tell us about a very interesting merger between mental health and the foods that we eat and how they contribute to good mental health. Tsholo, welcome to Drive 3 to 6. It's great to be chatting to you.
Hi, Khosi. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
It's great to have you here in a conversation that I'm already just like, yo. What are you trying to say to me about the food I'm eating and how it connects to my mental health? But let's maybe recap for someone who might have missed that conversation about mental health. Help us understand what some of the things that we can, put under the definition of what mental health is, that a person can be able to understand the basis as we continue the conversation. Maybe we can start there.
Yes, 100%. So we know that stress can affect the way we eat, but like you said, a lot of people don't know that eating can actually affect the stress levels that they experience. When we look at the brain is like a computer system, and it basically is the processing unit for whatever happens in your body.
Yeah.
It tells the body what to do, how to breathe, movements, and also how to feel. So neurotransmitters are the chemicals that the brain uses to communicate with. And these neurotransmitters you can actually influence with what you eat.
Sure.
Yes, 100%. And I'm going to talk about four of them.
Okay.
Serotonin, dopamine, oxytocin.
Is it serotonin? Yes. I've always read it serotonin.
I also like how you pronounce it.
Serotonin. Yes, please carry on.
Medical terms, you can wing it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
So serotonin, dopamine, oxytocin, and GABA.
Yeah.
So GABA is abbreviated for gamma aminobutyrate acid, but basically this neurotransmitter is so amazing. It regulates your thoughts, your feelings, your memory, sleeping patterns, and all of that. So imagine if that neurotransmitter is deficient. So now you have a lot of problems, you know. And socioeconomic status, your education level, marital status, childhood traumas. These are just some of the factors that may affect, you know, your neurotransmitters.
Yeah.
But biologically, nutrition also plays a role in how they are balanced.
So is this also how, and I mean, it's going to sound a little bit weird, but it's a very real thing where you sometimes hear someone is grumpy and they're like, no, you just need to eat. Is this how this connection happens?
Yes.
Oh.
And listen.
Okay. So there is a connection. It's not people are being snacks.
Let me take it back to the textbook. It is 100% right. So there is a new growing emergent science, which is called the gut-brain axis. So this is basically the brain and the gut communicating.
Okay.
Example, when you are thinking about someone you love or when you are nervous, what happens to your stomach?
Yeah, you get butterflies.
Right?
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're nervous, you just get nauseous. You just want to. When you are going for an interview, your stomach is in knots.
Yeah.
Your brain is talking to your stomach. Your stomach is talking to your brain. So there's an access there. There's a communication.
Okay. Oh, wow. It's really, honestly, in this conversation, the first time I've considered how I've heard of the statement of, no man, why are you grumpy? Did you eat today? But let's talk about how important is then eating better for the sake of good mental health? Because I think that's what we're wanting to get to, that if there is that connection, then we want to be able to make sure that both sides are healthy.
Mm-hmm.
How does then the good food influence the good mental health?
Right. So neurotransmitters, like I said, they are influenced by what you eat. Let's look at it as a wall. So the more bricks I have, the better the wall, right? So that means my wall can go up, my wall can be strong, I can fortify this wall. So the GABA and the serotonin and the dopamine and the oxytocin, they need nutrients. So the more I eat the good food, the more I'm giving my body a chance to make these neurotransmitters so that I can feel good, so that if I'm prone to anxiety, it's not going to hit me as bad than a person who's deficient in nutrients. So some of the foods include cauliflower, broccoli, tomatoes.
You had to start with the cauliflower and broccoli. I'm here thinking you're going to say some meat. Starts with cauliflower and broccoli.
Right? No meat.
No meat.
No meat.
But so a lot of times it's things that are inclining towards what we would quote unquote refer to as healthy eating.
Yes, 100%. What you eat plays a huge role there, especially the healthier, the better. The green leafy vegetables are literally your go-to. It's easy to make smoothies that start with a spinach, a nice celery, cucumber. You're good to go. So keep it... keep it simple. These are foods that we can access in South Africa.
Yeah. So would the best approach then to go about this be having it incorporated into my diet? Not like now suddenly becoming someone who's just eating green leafy vegetables only, 100%. But to incorporate it as often as possible in one's diet, I'm assuming.
Yes, 100%. There's now healthy juice shots, you know, that we get in the shops.
Yeah.
Those little shots that come in like 30 mils or 60 mils.
Yes.
It's packed with nutrition. Have those ginger shots. Turmeric also plays a role. It has a compound called curcumin, and it has a benefit for serotonin. So serotonin is a feel-good hormone. Oxytocin is a happy hormone. Dopamine is a reward hormone.
Aha.
Right?
Okay, wait. Now I feel like I'm in medical school because I've used these terms so interchangeably.
Yeah.
Serotonin, not serotonin, serotonin is speaking about a feel-good hormone.
Yes.
And oxytocin is a happy hormone.
Yes.
And dopamine is a reward hormone.
Yes.
And the idea is, I'm assuming, to get all three of them to be married together.
Yes. So,
go ahead.
Yeah, so one could be low on one day. That's fine. I mean, our moods regulate themselves. Like, for instance, for a person that is suffering from anxiety, the medication they would take is called an inhibitor for reuptake. So what happens is, once your body has accomplished the feel good, so the serotonin is in your body, it's circulating, you're feeling good, you're listening to music, you know, your body is like, okay, that's enough. Let's take back all the serotonin now. And it's called a reuptake.
Yeah.
So anti-anxiety medication is actually the one that blocks the reuptake.
Okay.
To say, have more serotonin, you need it.
Yeah.
Yeah, have more. You need it more than anyone right now.
So would it then be, and correct me if I'm wrong, that what I'm drawing from what you're saying is that then a person who's experiencing moments of anxiety and their mental health is in a place where they feel like it needs attention, the food they eat to encourage good mental health and serotonin and oxytocin and dopamine is all the more important, especially when the medication is stopping the reuptake.
Yes, 100%. Then you're benefiting yourself. You're killing. You're killing two. I don't like that saying, killing two birds. I don't like killing birds. But you are literally accomplishing two or more things at once.
Yeah.
Because relying on medication is just a tip of the iceberg. You're doing yourself such a great service if you fuel your body with the right nutrition.
Let's chat a little bit more about, you know, for someone who might be listening to this and they're thinking, oh my goodness, I don't have access to like a full grozer and grocery cupboard that's filled with all the stuff that you're making mention of that are advisable to be eaten. Which, just by the way, to make sure that I understand that well, there's a lot of green leafy vegetables. Anything else that we could add in there as well?
Yes, fish. So omega-3 and 6, the fatty acids, they are important for your brain health. So you find those in sardines, tuna, your tin fish. I mean, South Africans have access to a tin fish.
Yeah.
It's about 15 rand for a small tin of fish. You need 2 servings of that a week.
Okay.
Minimum. So there's now supplements that one can get as well.
To be able to reach that quota.
To reach that RDA.
But it would be advisable that consuming the actual fish, in this case tinned fish, will be better than taking the supplements itself.
That's a great question. I love it. Because some people feel like supplements are the best. Yeah. You know, it's easy. I just pop it in. And yes, in some cases they are more nutrient dense than normal food, but it depends on a lot of things. It depends on the manufacturer. Was it FDA approved? Was it SAHPRA approved? And most of them are not, and most of them just claim, you know, to have these numbers. So it's just best to go to the source, like you said, but it's not always possible.
Yes.
So
yeah. So
sometimes we're busy, we're busy with our lives, and it's crazy. So popping a tablet of a supplement can work.
So I, before I let you go, I was joking about this about an hour ago, talking about the itis, something that we experience often. And now you're eating pop, or you're eating, I don't know, whatever starch. And now you started to feel your body is carrying that starch there by your eyes. This is in no way related towards mental health and the food I'm eating, right?
Yeah. Well, so refined starches are the starches that have gone through a processed foods, basically. The machine takes away all the natural fibers, and then you're left with this processed white starch. The body doesn't work on that because it's already processed. What am I going to do? It's already pre-digested, you know? If it had fiber, the body would have time to work on the on trying to digest the fiber. So processed foods, what it does is that it spikes our sugars, and then it comes crashing down all the way down. And our bodies start to focus on our blood sugar than on our mental processes. So basically all the resources go to, okay, we're panicking now. The sugar is too high. What are we doing? What are we doing? And then you like I said, the GABA neurotransmitter that regulates your sleep and your fatigue and your good mood, it goes down as well.
Oh, goodness. So there is a link. Oh, my word. So I must stop eating the pup at 12 o'clock in the day before I go back to the meeting. That's what you're saying to me, Tulu.
100%.
Tulu, for people who would like to get more details and maybe they have more questions about this, not just from a perspective of good eating and good health of eating, but also from a perspective of saying, hey, they might be struggling through anxiety and they're trying to, you know, get more details of how they can be able to incorporate better decisions even in their kitchen.
Yeah.
Where do they go?
So they can do easy stuff like a smoothie, okay, like a green smoothie, a kale smoothie. Base it with kale, spinach, top it up with a banana for potassium. Potassium also decreases cortisol levels for stress. And then you can add some nuts. Brazil nuts have shown to have tryptophan, which is basically an ingredient for serotonin. Serotonin.
We're all medical students today.
Yes, and then you add some dairy because you need actually those probiotic factors for your tummy. Yeah. Remember, your tummy and your brain are friends, so you need to keep those intact.
Okay.
So smoothies, supplements, and try to eat at home.
Yeah.
As much as you can.
Yeah, I love the fact that you also mentioned that indicates in terms of just those healthy fats, the omega-3 and omega-6, and just making sure that we get it at least twice a week, which I think a lot of us can already start to investigate how often we have this. Tulu, this has been very enlightening, if you ask me. I almost feel like I should get an honorary doctorate at this point in time.
Yes.
Because I know serotonin and oxytocin and dopamine and GABA.
Wow, you actually have great, great memories.
You see what I'm talking about?
100%.
I think so. If you want to get in touch with you, just to talk about more things, where can they reach you?
So I'm at Family Matters Wellness Center in Centurion, next to Unitas Netcare. I also work in Unitas Netcare. I work in Pretoria East Netcare. And you can catch me on Instagram at tulufelo_dietetics. And you can catch me on my website, tulufelo.dietetics.co.za.
So dietetics, that's dietetics.
Yeah, it's D-I.
Hey, if you spell it's gonna confuse us. So a
diet ethics.
Okay, yeah, now I'm with you. Tulu, thank you so much. This has been really enlightening, and I've learned definitely a lot of the connection between the two. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
What a great conversation. Tulu Fellow Molapise, registered dietitian, and of course the private practice owner of Tulu Fellow Dietetic Consults. And if you want to get more details on that one, pop me a message with the word diet. You don't have to try spell dietetics. I'm sure you're gonna be be thinking, oh, Khosi, what in the trappe van vergelijking is happening here? Just pop me a message with the word diet. I'll send you those details and we can be able to just bridge that gap that we find sometimes between what we go through in our mental health and what is on our plate and happening in our kitchen.
This is the Afternoon Drive Show.